Glory, glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Welcome, my brothers, my sisters, to what is his message? What is the message of the Lord by Father Anthony Uche? Today, the church celebrates the birthday of the Blessed Virgin Mary. Our first reading will be taken from the prophet Micah, chapter 5, verses 1 to 4. The psalm for today is Psalm 13. Our gospel reading will be taken from St. Matthew's Gospel, chapter 1, verses 1 to 16, 18 to 23. We honor today a woman who responded to the call of the Most High to be the mother of the Son of the Most High, who became and is the Savior of the children of the Most High. Thus, Mary's yes to the will of God unveiled the predestined plan of God for us. Ephesians chapter 1, verses 11 to 12 says, "In him we were also chosen as God's own, having been predestined according to the plan of him who works out everything by the counsel of his will, in order that we who were the first to hope in Christ would be for the praise of his glory." So today, we offer thanks to God for granting the Virgin Mary the graces needed to overcome the challenges of fear and doubt, which overshadowed the conception of our Lord Jesus Christ. Thus, in the midst of the stress regarding Mary's pregnancy, our Lord himself stepped in to calm the storms, counseling Joseph and guiding him to the path of peace. Yes, my brother, my sister, certain actions of God do not, humanly speaking, make sense, but they make faith in God. Faith in God nurtures our trust in God. Hence, we face challenges believing that God would grant us our solution. Mary's life was the predestined solution to the fall of man and woman in the Garden of Eden. Mary's yes was the entry path of God's will. Mary's womb was the first tabernacle of the Son of the Most High. Together with Saint Joseph, Mary ensured that the Savior was born in a secured place, and they cared for him until the start of his public ministry. Thus, Mary and Joseph had their share of the joy, the suffering, and mercy of God the Most High. Therefore, based on the experiences of Mary and Joseph, it is clear to us that God loves us. Hence, he wants us to have his life here on earth and in the world to come. However, are we prepared to bear the challenges of our calling as children of God? If we are prepared to overcome those challenges, of course, those challenges will come. But if we are prepared to overcome those challenges as children of God, we must not be afraid. Do not fret, because God will step in when our mission is challenged by human factors. Hence, we must learn to trust the Lord. The psalmist says today, "Lord, I trust in your merciful love. Let my heart rejoice in your saving help. Let me sing to the Lord for his goodness to me, singing psalms to the name of the Lord the Most High." And so, my brother, my sister, we must not forget the words of the psalmist, Psalm 46, verse 7. "The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our stronghold." Hold on to that fact. The Lord will grant you the graces needed to say yes to Him every day. The Lord will grant you the graces needed to overcome the challenges before you as a nation, before you as a family. In the end, the peace of the Lord will reign in your heart, in your society, and in your life. That is our prayer for you today, and may the Lord grant you His blessings. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our Lady, Seat of Wisdom, pray for us. Saint Joseph, pray for us. Saint Michael the Archangel, pray for us. In the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.